Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to all of our listeners on today. Yes, you're now tuned in to Facing Your Fears Radio Talk Show, hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Dr. Norma Chapman. As always, listeners, let's bow our heads for our opening prayer. Father God, we thank you once more and again for being so kind and so good to us, Father God, allowing us to be blessed, Father God, to go on radio, out on radio land again on today, Father God, praying there's anyone out there, Father God, that have any problems in their life or anything that they cannot solve, Father God, and looking for an answer. We pray, Father God, that something will be said on this radio show on today, within our text for today, Father God, that we may encourage them, Father God, and that anything, all that we say and do will be a bit acceptable and pleasing in your sight, and that you may get the glory out of all that we do and say. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank God. All right, listeners, we do have another show, good, great show prepared for you on today. Yes, we do have an awesome, awesome topic on today. Our special guest for today would be none other than Reverend Dr. Geraldine B. Major, and an awesome, awesome woman of God, author of several books. I'm more than sure she would introduce you to them as she go forward with her presentation on today. But listeners, remember, you can press that number one on your phone if you have any questions, comments. I just want to share your thoughts and experience on today's topic. Our topic for today is strengthening your soul. Strengthening your soul. As you know, as children of God, we always need something to strengthen us, to keep us encouraged, to keep us going, and to keep us doing the will of God. And this is what our topic is going to be about today. So without further ado, I would bring live into the studio with me Dr. Major at this time. Dr. Major, how are you doing on today?
I'm doing wonderful, Evangelist Chapman. Wonderful. Thank you so much for the opportunity to share on today.
God bless you. It's a pleasure having you on Facing Your Fears and looking at this great topic that you have preparing to go forward with on threatening our souls. And I cannot wait to hear your presentation on that. I understand you have a book out in reference to this topic. Am I right?
Well, the book is actually called The Chronicles of a Misfit, and it does address the soul in it indirectly. We'll just say that way. So that's the book, Chronicles of a Misfit, The Struggle to Be Me.
Yes, ma'am. Can you give the listeners a short bio about yourself before going into your presentation?
Okay, we can do a really short bio. I am a native New Orleans. I lived in Memphis, Tennessee for about 15 years. I was called into ministry in 2001 and received both my master's and my doctorate while in ministry, and also am a certified spiritual director working with clergy and laity to help them develop leadership skills and to be better equipped and prepared to serve in the kingdom. I currently serve as associate minister at Greater Liberty Baptist Church in New Orleans, Louisiana, under the leadership of the Reverend Dr. Calvin Wallace Woods, wife of 40 years, a mother of two, and I just love being in a position to help people, to encourage people, and to speak into their lives so that they can become their true, best, and authentic selves. That's my short bio.
God bless you. There you have it, listeners. Now this topic, strengthening your soul. What encouraged or inspired you to bring that topic to discuss on today? And after you answer that question, I'm going to let the Holy Ghost have his way and just yield and let you have a studio. Once you answer that question, what inspired you to give such a dramatic such an awesome, amazing topic that has a lot of meanings to? And I'm more than sure that you're going to lay it out for us as you go forward with your presentation. But what inspired you to talk on this subject on today?
Well, what inspired me to talk on the subject today is my interaction and my observation of people and the way we attempt to navigate this life. We're so busy grabbing at carrots, I like to say, that we lose focus on what's important and what's going to truly make a difference in our lives. And I'm concerned that we don't engage enough in the things that will help to strengthen us, to equip us, to prepare us to live life more fully. So coming from the root, so to speak, I wanted to just share some information, point out some tips and some practices that would help people to strengthen their soul so that they can effectively navigate this life that is before us.
God bless you. God, there you have it, listeners. And I'm not going to interview her on today. She will be back, and we will do an interview on her in reference to her book. But today we're talking about strengthening your soul. And you can go ahead and start your presentation on today, Doctor.
Okay. Thank you so much, Evangelist. Good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. And I want to begin this by taking us back a little bit. I remember in 2020 when the world was affected by COVID, when we were forced into isolation and we were forced into removing ourselves from each other, disconnecting and put in a place or a predicament of really not knowing what to do and which way to go. Now, during that time, I think we went into survival mode, and we also went into fear mode. Some of us may not admit it. Some of us may be uncomfortable. Some of us may choose to believe and rather have it said that we navigated it in faith, knowing, trusting, and believing in God. And while that is very much true, does not necessarily eliminate the fact that at times and at moments we may have been afraid. I watched the mass call. I watched the clarion call for prayer. And we all, for the most part, found a way to pray. We began to pray more collectively, virtually, via the phone, in our homes, in small settings where we weren't necessarily connected to each other. We found a way to call upon the name of God. We found a way to make our prayers known, to make our requests heard, to express our concerns, to express just what we were feeling and thinking. All over the world, people were praying. And what I noticed was that was, for the most part, the only spiritual discipline, a spiritual strengthening that we were doing. We were praying. And because I am a teacher of and a proponent of spiritual disciplines, I was concerned that we did not have a ready reserve of other practices that we could incorporate to help us to sustain and thrive during the time of COVID and beyond. You know, our soul is the essence of who we are. And to strengthen our soul helps us to strengthen our connection and relationship to God. We are disciplined in taking care of or strengthening ourselves physically and even mentally. You know, we'll go to the gym, we'll work out, we'll walk, we'll do various types of exercise. We work on our physical appearance. We wear lashes, we wear makeup, we get our hair done, we get our nails done. Men get their beard shaved. They do everything physically to their personal appearance. And I'm not saying anything is wrong with that, nor am I saying we should stop doing any of that. Mentally, we take care of our minds. We're concerned when our bodies, when we become fatigued, we do practices and things to help strengthen us. We study and we read to help strengthen our mind. We do everything to take care of ourselves from the external. But sometimes we neglect ourselves internally. And to live this life, we have to have something within us that is able to carry us, so that when we have those times of doubt or those times of confusion or those times of disarray, those times when we feel as if we are abandoned or neglected and we're not really sure just why or what's going on, our soul is disturbed. Our soul has been unsettled, gets unsettled. And, you know, I believe that we're multidimensional beings, mind, body, spirit, and soul. And truthfully, spirit and soul are interchangeable. They're one and the same. I said it's the essence of who we are. It's our inner strength, our inner person, our inner being. The soul and the spirit are not visible to the outer world looking at us, but manifestations of how healthy or how strong our soul and spirit is a manifestation to the outside world. So we have to put some things in practice. We use prayer. We know how to pray. And after prayer, we can walk away with a new attitude, with a new determination, where we're more focused and we're more driven to pursue what it is that God has placed before us. But there's some other principles that we can also add to our tool chest, if you might say, our tool chest that will strengthen us. There are practices and disciplines that have been done since the beginning of time. Some of them are foreign to us because some of us believe they belong to a specific religion, or some of us believe that it's something out of the ordinary. Some of us just have not been introduced or educated to have an understanding of the disciplines that help to strengthen our soul. If any part of our being, mind, body, spirit, soul, if any part of our being is out of sync, then all of our being is out of sync. If we're disturbed in our soul, then we're disturbed in our mind. We're disturbed in our body. If we're disturbed in our mind, then we're disturbed in our body and we're disturbed in our soul. And it goes the full gambit. In order for us to be our best selves, to be our most authentic selves, to be our true selves, to the best of our ability, all of us needs to be strengthened. So for a little while, I just want to introduce some concepts, some principles or some disciplines to help us to strengthen our soul. Now, when I say disciplines, I know a lot of people don't like the word discipline. A lot of people are challenged by the word discipline. But discipline is not necessarily bad or negative. We watch football, and the greatest football players are disciplined. They practice discipline so that they can get to the point of being as great as they are in their respective area. The greatest basketball players, the greatest musicians and the greatest writers, the greatest actors, all practice certain disciplines to help strengthen them. Well, if we want to strengthen our soul, if we want to strengthen our lives, if we want to become better, and if we want to become more like Christ, then we need to practice certain disciplines that can help us in the journey. One of the disciplines I like to bring before people is simply called the examine. The examine. It is a way by which you observe your life, your day, your week, your month, whatever's happening around you. You examine and you look to see, where did you see or where did you notice, where did you observe the presence of God? It's a simple exercise. I tell people sometimes that when we connect with nature, we don't really recognize it as God. I remember my first encounter with practicing the examine. I was kind of like forced to go outside. I'm not a real nature person. I'm not a real outside person. But I was forced as a requirement in the class to go outside and notice the presence of God. And like the old folks used to say, I went kicking and screaming because I'm like, I don't want to go outside. I'm quite comfortable sitting here in this chair. I can see God in this room. I don't have to go outside. But I got up and I went outside. Now I had been in this setting for about 4 or 5 days. and I walked through outside to get inside. But I just walked inside. I didn't pay attention. I wasn't noticing what was going on around me. When I stepped outside the door, all of a sudden I heard the laughter of children. And I turned my head to look in a specific direction. And I noticed beyond this great wall was a school. And this particular day, the children were outside playing in the yard, laughing and singing and running and jumping. And I said I had been in that setting about 4 or 5 days. I never saw that school. I never heard those children. But on that particular morning, God called my attention to the fact that there were children playing in the yard. God increases our awareness when we take the time to tune in, to listen, and to focus. So we move about our day. We go to and fro, and we never, ever think about the fact that God is sending promptings and God is speaking to us and God is calling our attention. We tend to grab hold of God in times of crisis, in times of trouble, in times of confusion in our lives is when we want to say, Lord, where are you? Father, speak to me. But God is speaking to us, and God is present with us every single day. All we have to do is time. Listen. Notice what's happening around us. Now, sometimes something bad may be happening, or we may think something bad is happening, and we may think that God is not present in that, but God is even present in that. Those times, sometimes when you just miss an accident, or an accident happens and no lives are lost, even if the life is lost, God is with that person during that time of transition. We need to strengthen our souls by paying attention to the movement of God in the earth. Pay attention. Stop looking for the miracle situations. Notice God in the everyday situations. Notice God in the fact that sometimes you can't find your keys and then all of a sudden you can find them. It sounds simple. It sounds unimportant. But if you're trying to get somewhere, if you're trying to get out of the house and you are delayed by trying to find your keys, what I say is, Holy Spirit, Lord, show it to me. Help me to know. So strengthen your soul by examining the presence of God around you on a daily basis. And it's okay to write it down. A lot of people don't like writing down. A lot of people don't like journaling. We always go to the computer. But it's okay to journal. A journal is another way to strengthen your soul. I've journaled for years, and I have journals all over the place. And at times I go back and I look at what was written in the journal. And I look at where I was on that particular time in my journey. And then I think about the fact that I'm here now, that what I wrote back then is no longer an issue. What I wrote back then has now been accomplished. What I wrote back then, I am no longer feeling. I feel better. I have evolved. I've grown. I've matured. I have been strengthened in the process. Thoughts in our heads can be very, very confusing. And sometimes it takes putting it down on a piece of paper and looking at it for it to begin to make sense, for it to become clear, for us to be able to understand and move in accordance to the revelation we receive as a result of writing it down. So I've given you two spiritual disciplines to help strengthen your soul. I've given you the examine, and I've given you examples of journaling. There are other spiritual disciplines. There's something that we do all the time, and I don't even think we realize it. It's called a breath prayer. Breathe in and breathe out. And in the process of saying that prayer, doing that prayer, you actually evoke the presence of God. I remember when I was a young Christian, when I was a baby, when I was questioning and at the same time gullible, and I would go to different events and be in different settings, and they would say, supposed to pray without ceasing. And then they would also say that the only prayer posture that you can have is on your knees. And so I would think, well, if I'm supposed to pray without ceasing, which means all the time,
and I can only pray on my knees, I can't live my life on my knees. I can't. That prevents me from moving, from doing, from existing, from being on my knees. I appreciated the fact, and I understand the fact, that I need to have God with me at all times. I need to call upon his names at all times. But nobody has taken the time to encourage me in the discipline of breath prayers. So as time would progress and move on, I began to learn. I began to seek. I began to look for ways to strengthen my soul. And breath prayers came across my radar. And we say breath prayers, we use them as a response sometimes when we're doing a congregational prayer, and we'll say, Lord, hear my prayer. Or we'll say, Lord, I need thee. Or we'll say, come nigh, Jesus. That's a breath prayer. As you open your mouth, you call, and as you end your prayer and close your mouth, you release. It's, you can be riding in your car and say a breath prayer. You could be standing on the corner and say a breath prayer. You can be in your office and say a breath prayer. You can be in a meeting and say a breath prayer. You can evoke the presence of God when you breathe in and when you breathe out. There are times when you may need to call upon the name of God. I was working with a young lady, and she was having a very, very difficult situation at work. And she was young, and her way to respond was always in agitation and anger. And we worked together for about 6 weeks, and I introduced her to the breath prayer. And she said, as a follow-up, she said, Dr. J, that's what one of the names people call me, she said, Dr. J, she said, I started responding with a breath prayer. She said, instead of getting angry, instead of getting frustrated, I became mindful that I could evoke God's presence to be with me in the midst of what I was going through. So I started uttering breath prayers. Think about it. That's nothing new. Like I said, you probably do it and don't even realize you do it. You know, you call upon the name of the Lord in response to a situation real quickly. Lord, be with me. Lord, show me the way. Lord, I need thee. Lord, I love you. That's a breath prayer. That's a spiritual discipline that will help to strengthen your soul. So we got the examine, we got the breath prayer, and we got listening, journaling, and writing down what God speaks to you, what you see, what you think, and what you feel. There's a whole list of spiritual disciplines. And to be honest with you, I cannot give you each one on this call. But I want to encourage you to begin to seek ways to strengthen your soul. I want to encourage you to begin to be still and listen. Be still and observe. Be still and write what you see and what you hear. I want to encourage you to go beyond your dedicated time of prayer with God. I didn't say eliminate your dedicated time. I said go beyond so that you can get closer, so that you can truly hear God and recognize God's voice when God speaks to you, and recognize when God shows you something. I used to believe that I had to hear an audible voice from God for God to speak to me. And because I was not hearing an audible voice, I thought something was wrong with me. And I'm sure I'm not the only one. There may be other people who have felt this way or are feeling this way right now. But then I began to recognize that God speaks every day in so many ways, is around us at all times. God is with us at all times, and God is available and willing to be present in every situation, in every circumstance, helps us with all of the vicissitudes that we face in life. But we need to strengthen our souls so that we can strengthen our connection, so that we can strengthen our relationship, so that as we move around the world, as we move in the world, as we go to work, as we go to play, as we're home, we can be in the presence of God and acknowledge God's presence in our every movement. In order to be our best selves, we must be intentional about strengthening ourselves mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. If any component of ourselves is out of sync or in need of strengthening, then our whole selves are out of sync. I can't reinforce that enough. You cannot exist if all of you is not at its best level. We always get this message when we get on the airplane if you travel. And the message says, in case of a loss of cabin pressure, a mask will fall down. If you're seated next to a child, place the mask on yourself first and then the child. Strengthening your soul is about placing the mask on yourself first. We're busy trying to minister. We're busy trying to support. We're busy trying to help. We're busy reaching out, reaching out, reaching out. But in order for us to do all of that effectively and efficiently, we need to reach in first. We need to reach in and be sure that we spent time enriching ourselves. We spent time nourishing ourselves. We spent time strengthening ourselves. All of that will make a difference as to how we move, how we navigate, how we exist, how we strive, how we thrive, and how we connect with God and others in this world. To be your best self, take the time to look for ways to engage in practices, to connect with disciplines that will help to strengthen your soul, that will help to make you a better person, that will give you a peace. You know, that peace that we sing about and we talk about and, you know, the peace like no other, you know, the peace that only God can give. Well, strengthening your soul helps you to tap into that peace so that your attitude is better, your mindset is better, your disposition is better. I'm not saying it's going to happen overnight. I'm not saying you're going to see this miraculous change. Strengthening your soul is a journey. It's a process. And we have to do it one day at a time. We have to move through this process knowing, trusting, believing, and recognizing the movement of God in our lives throughout the whole process. I speak on this matter and I offer this matter because I've seen the benefit. I also teach on this matter because I've seen the benefit. I see the difference it can make when I take to sit a little bit longer instead of rushing. I've seen the benefit of what happens when I take the time to pay attention to the movement of God around me. I've seen it in the small things. I've seen it in the big things. And God's no respecter of person. I'm not the only one who should be able to benefit from this, but everyone should be able to benefit from this. Everyone should be able to take the time to have the opportunity to find a way to strengthen their soul. The soul is the essence of who we are. Everything comes from within. And what is within will manifest without. We watch and we pay attention to everything that's going on social media and what we see, we aspire to do, to achieve, to accomplish. And all of it is about acquiring things and possessions and money and success and this, that, and the other. And I'm not saying anything's wrong with any of that. But before you can successfully navigate getting possessions and getting money and being successful, you need to make sure that you are okay on the inside. You need to make sure that you have been undergirded with the strength to be able to withstand everything that comes at you at life, because it is all going to come. We're not exempt. We were not expecting COVID. And COVID did not happen in one place or one locale. I say the world shut down, basically, when COVID hit us in 2020. And we saw how we had to shift immediately. And for those of us who had a ready reserve of things that would strengthen us, we were good. Those of us who knew how to take time, even though I could no longer go out into the streets, I could still sit and be present with God. I could journal this experience. I could even talk on the phone to someone about this experience and share their story as well. Strengthening our soul enables us to strengthen our connection with God and to strengthen our relationship with God, and at the same time, strengthen our connection and relationship with each other. So take the time. Make the time. Take a moment to breathe and utter a breath prayer. Take a moment to be still, to take a walk as you're walking and notice the blades of grass moving and know that God is yet telling you, I am here. Notice the children and hear them playing and hear them singing, even hear them crying, which is a sign of life, and God gives life. Notice how people look at you or engage with you or connect with you or smile at you. Notice if people seem to be uncomfortable or might be having trouble of their own, and you may just be able to offer them a word of hope, a word of encouragement. And you're able to do that because your soul has been strengthened, because you understand the value of connection. You understand the value of making a difference simply sometimes by speaking a word. We are our brothers and sisters' keeper, and we need to be mindful of each other. And when we take the time to strengthen our souls, to tap into the inner reservoir that is running throughout our body, and then share from that reservoir with those we encounter in the world, the world can be a better place. The world can be a different place. The world can be just what God intended for it to be, a place of unity, a place of community, and a place of love. For further information on strengthening your soul, to learn more spiritual disciplines, you can certainly reach out to me. You can send me an email at drjbm.lc@outlook.com, or you can send me an email at jbmcwmg@gmail.com. I'd be more than happy to introduce you to some more disciplines and to help you work on one of the most life-transformative experiences that you can ever have, and that is the process of strengthening your soul. That actually about wraps up what I have for you today. I truly do hope that you've been blessed, that you've been inspired, that you've been encouraged, and that you will begin the practice of strengthening your souls so that you can make a difference, not only in your life, but in the lives of everyone that you encounter from this day forward. Thank you. Attention.
God bless our special guest on Facing the Fears on today. I truly was blessed by the presentation on today. And I encourage everyone that's listening on today, take those tips on how to encourage yourself, how to practice, how to better take care of our relationship with God, mentally, physically, and how we can be more productive in serving God and giving our service to other people. And this is what the topic was about today. First, you must learn how to strengthen ourselves before we can help and strengthen someone else. If we're weak along the way and we cannot find our way, we certainly cannot help someone else to find their way. And I want to thank God for my guest on today, Dr. Major on today. And I know she had a lot more to say. She had more time if she wanted to talk, and she had more time to break it down. But I come in just to say, press that number one on your phone. Now is the time. If you have any encouragement you want to give on today's our special guest, if you have any questions, comments, or just want to share your thoughts and experience on strengthening your soul and on the topic for today, now is the time to press that number one on your phone. And at that time, I bring you live into the studio with us where you can talk directly to Dr. Major and encourage you on today. And I want to encourage you, Dr. Major, on today to keep issuing out what God has put on the inward part of you, to keep reaching out to others. So many people do not know how to connect with God. And as you so sweetly explained, that just a word or two, Lord, help me, when you lost something. I know I do that all the time. Lord, now you know where it's at. You look at it. Can you please guide me to where my kids are? Guide me to whatever I'm looking for. And before I know it, he said, I bring all things back to your remembrance. And he'll bring it back to your remembrance. But that's the time. And how do we know God did not want to hear from us? Now you're searching, you can't find it. Where am I? I'm right here. I see and know everything that you do. I know everything. So where am I? And then stop and come to ourselves, you begin to ask that. I have been riding along a dangerous highway, and have not, my thoughts were gone. And then there was a car that came. I said, Lord, have mercy. I didn't see it. And I don't know why. I know why. And I thank God that he was in the midst of it all. He saw it.
In the midst of it all. Sometimes
in our lives, he turns the face upside down when we don't realize that it's upside down. And he's there to bring it. He put it upward for us. When we're trying to figure it out, God is already working out. Look at what happened with this family down on America Street in New Orleans East. These poor children are in a fire that their father. You know, the devil is busy. The devil is trying to seek whom he may devour. The devil is trying to tear our lives apart if we allow it. But we do not have to allow such things in our lives, because we can pray. And then that's God, Lord Jesus, I know I may not be the best that you want me to be. And I may not have all of the equipment that I need to go out and do what you're calling me to do. But I have faith in you, Lord. And I know that you've already equipped me with whatever I need, with whatever amount you've already given you. Use it. Use it and be the best. Always an encouraging word that we can give to our neighbors and our family and friends. There's always somebody that's standing in the need of some advice. And what better advice than to speak on some of the things that our special guest told us today? How to encourage them. How to strengthen. When you find strength within yourself, you can make it. But when
that's
you're
right.
weak, when I first started the show, I was very, had a bad headache, and the devil was telling me to cancel. I said, I can't do that. First of all, because we know that somebody out there needs to hear this word on today. Somebody out there is going through and don't know which way to go. And I know they found comfort in the word on today. Listeners, please press that number one as I talk. Don't have to worry about me talking. Press that number one if you have questions or concern about today's topic. I want to hear from you. And even if there's no more to encourage our listener on today, press that number one, because we all need encouragement. Even Dr. Major, you know, she even said when she was speaking to us, sometimes she needed to encourage herself along the way.
Something came in her life.
She didn't know how she was going to get through it, but then she began to, from a child, she even talked about a childhood, things that happened. And then she realized today it wasn't as bad as it seemed then. Our lives, we are so much better off under the umbrella of the protection of God than being on the outskirts. That's when you find problems. But when you know God and you're trying to find him, he's right there by you.
That's right. You said, speak the word.
Lord, help me. Lord, I need you. Lord, give me the strength that I need. You don't have to do a whole paragraph. You can just say, Lord, have mercy.
That's right.
Or Jesus.
That's it.
You didn't even got to even think just say Jesus. Just call on the name Jesus. He already knows what you're thinking. He already knows what we're standing in the need of. And listen, I don't know about you, but I want to encourage Reverend Dr. Gerald B. Major on today. Keep putting out what God is putting on the inward of you. You know, sometimes God gives us something and we want to keep it all ourselves. And she explained so sweetly, he has no prospective person. He has a person he used like he used Moses. He uses disciples. He used people, characters in the Bible that show us his power. Just living right among us. And as I was talking about my headache on today, Reverend Major said, I'm praying for you. Now, she knew she had to come on and do a presentation, but at the time, she took time to pray for me. She didn't say it out loud. But I felt it. God's spirit moves in a magnificent way in our lives. I thank God for you on today. I thank God for this topic, strengthening our soul. You know, the soul is what's being preserved. The soul is what we have to get together. That it has to enter into the kingdom of God is our soul.
That's right.
The most important part of our body, something that we can't see, something we can't even touch, but it's there.
That is there.
It is there. Now, the question is, how could I see it? How could I begin to work on it? He gave you all the examples that you need to strengthen it. God doesn't actually do no work on it. He does the work on us. God do the working in our lives. We just carry out the assignment. If we let him work it out. And then listeners, not that I'm so strong, because sometimes I get weak along the way. I have a girlfriend, 87 years old. The Lord let her live. She'll be 88 years old in January. Now, look like I should be more concerned and worried about her. If I call and tell her I got a finger ache, or one of my fingernails and fell off, she's praying for me. Lord, take care of Norma. Lord, Norma is not. I said, look like I should be doing more of that for her. Thank God for her. I thank God for that. You know, gossip. When you're sick, the Bible tells go to our elders, right? They have been on this journey longer than we have, and that's a long time. And still in your right mind, got the activities of your limb, you ought to still go back and forth to the store, make our own groceries. God is good. Live by herself and take care of herself, cook and do everything for herself. And somebody ought to be shouting hallelujah and thanking God for that. Because we're not there yet. As Reverend Major explained, we are getting there. Some things we have not been through, listeners, and some things we never dreamed that we would go through. We don't know what lies ahead. All we can say, Lord, fix it for me.
Yes,
Lord,
yes.
Whatever in front of me, I can't see it, Lord Jesus. Sometimes we can feel things and don't know. Have you ever felt that way, listen, themselves something and know why you're having a strange feeling? You know, just something going on that day, you just can't put the pieces together. And all of a sudden, later on that night or the next day, you get a phone call. Something is going on in your family. Something is going on in your friend's family. But something about that situation, God had already tried to give us a head up about it. And when we learn how to connect with God and have a relationship with God, all of these things, you know, a lot of people, I believe in prophecy. I believe that God can tell somebody what to tell me. And guess what? I take it seriously because I know it's real. Every one of those spiritual gifts is real. It's all in the faith that you have for to operate in your life. And believe me, when we have faith, start moving. When we believe, things will start moving. if we start connecting more with the relationship, things will start moving in our lives. When we least expecting it. And sometimes we have went through some things. I know I have. And I said, Lord, look at here. I didn't know this was going to happen. I wasn't expecting it. But the God knew what he said was going to happen. And all of this is connected with our topic on today, strengthening our soul, the most important part of our body. And yet we worry about, and I was on this conversation today with my friend, cancer. Being a part of, or taking part of our body, but we don't realize how cancer is affecting the soul and steady spreading every second of the day if we don't learn how to strengthen it and keep it preserved, keep it from being affected by our daily activities, things that happen around us every day of our life. We got to be careful, listeners, and I thank God on today. And I'm going to now yield back to our guest for her closing. Let her come back and do her closing emphasis on her theme. And you still have time, listeners, to press that number one if you have anything you want to say. I get excited when I see somebody press that number one because I be anxious to hear what they have to say. But God has given them to say. So feel free to press that number one at that time. I'll bring you live to the studio. Reverend Major, Dr. Major, you can come at this time. You've already given them information on how to contact you. Why don't you go over that again, give them that information once more again, those who didn't have a pencil at the time when you was giving it out. Now you have time to get that pencil and paper because she's going to give you information on how to connect with her, how to call if you need a prayer, if you just need encouragement, whatever that you need from her, that God is guiding you to call her. She's going to give you a number, email, and information on how to contact her. You can do so at this time, Major.
Okay. All right. I will certainly give you that information. But the Holy Spirit prompted me to share one more thing about strengthening your soul, strengthening our souls. There's a discipline, one more discipline that I'd like to introduce at this time. And we're sometimes uncomfortable with it. We don't necessarily lean towards it, but solitude is a spiritual discipline. It's very different from a time out from our busy lives. Solitude is the very ground from which community grows. Whenever we pray alone or study alone or read alone, write or simply spend quiet time away from the places where we interact with each other directly, we are potentially opening a door for deeper intimacy with each other and with God. Solitude. Be still. Be alone. Be undistracted, concentrating on the presence of God in that moment, in that hour, in whatever time that you can dedicate. Begin to engage and practice solitude. And with all of the spiritual disciplines, they are not a task. It's not a list for you to check off. It's something for you to be intentional about engaging with. But if you miss a day or if you miss an opportunity, there's always another opportunity. So don't beat yourself up. Don't abandon the process because you missed a day or some time. Just do
yes,
it. And it will begin to become a part of a sacred rhythm in your life.
Amen.
Everything you do, take the time. Be intentional. But don't ever condemn yourself or get angry with yourself or get frustrated with yourself because you can't do it. Or you didn't do it. When the opportunity presents, do it. And you'll see it'll become a sacred rhythm in your life. And you'll move through practicing daily or consistently a way by which you can strengthen your soul. The ways mm-hmm. in which you contact me, drjbm.lc@outlook.com. I'll say it again, drjbm.lc@outlook.com. And then another email is jbmcwmg@gmail.com. And then my phone number is 901-674-8093. And if by chance you misplace all of that and you are led to reach out to me, you can reach out to Evangelist Chapman and she'll get you connected with me. And then
Amen.
You can find me on Facebook and you can find me on Instagram.
Amen.
And then you can just ask the Lord to reveal where you put the sheet of paper or reveal
yeah.
a way or a course to connect with me, and God will answer.
Amen.
And we'll be able to connect. In these
Amen.
Last few minutes, I want to offer a prayer. I want to encourage your hearts and your minds and your spirit. I want to evoke the presence of God. And I want you to be receptive. Lord, I ask that you enable those who listen in this afternoon, this evening, to hear, to be receptive, to be open, to be willing to try something that for many of them may be new.
Amen.
I pray you remove any doubt, any confusion, anything that the adversary might be trying to plant as a seed
yes.
to discourage the listeners from engaging with processes, disciplines, practices that will strengthen their soul. Draw them nearer to you each and every day.
Yes, Lord.
If they don't remember all that was said, let them remember something that was said that will propel them to a stronger connection, a stronger relationship, a new way of living for and with you.
Yes,
I thank you, Lord,
to
Angela Chapman, and I ask that you continue to strengthen her, that you continue to lead her, that you continue to guide her, that you continue to empower her as she seeks to empower others through your word, sharing your word.
Yes, Lord.
I ask, Lord, that you remove any hindrances, any obstacles, anything that might
yes,
try
Lord.
To block,
yes.
derail, redirect.
Yes,
keep
Lord.
Her mind, body, and spirit. Strengthen her, Lord. Mind, body, and spirit. Encourage her, Lord. Mind, body, and spirit. Hear her when she calls.
Meet
her
Lord.
Every in accordance to
Thank
your riches. And for
yes,
every
Lord.
Listener on the line,
yes,
when
Lord.
They call on your name and when you
That's
answer,
right.
let them
yes,
respond
Lord.
In excitement. Let them respond.
Yes, Master.
Knowing that you heard and that you're working things out for their good. Manifest
yes,
your presence in the world in a great way. Heal
yes,
our
Lord.
Hearts. Heal our
yes,
lives. Continue
yes,
to walk
Lord.
With us. Walk, be with us. To reveal
mm-hmm.
your presence to us in every way, mm-hmm. in every situation, in every circumstance.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, for those with committed yes. hearts and committed minds and those who seek to grow, to learn, to live better, to be transformed.
Yes,
to walk
Lord.
This representing and representing you. Lord, for all that you do and for who you are in our lives, We yes, thank you.
Thank
we
you,
love
Lord.
You. We honor
yes,
you.
Ma'am.
And we praise
yes.
you.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord, for loving us enough to send your son. Thank you, Holy
yes,
Spirit,
ma'am.
For being around to lead us, guide us, and direct us. Thank you,
yes,
Lord,
Lord,
for dispensing your angels on our behalf.
Thank
yes, you, Lord, for helping us navigate this thing all life.
Yes, Lord.
You know, there's none like you.
Yes,
and we
Lord.
Value, appreciate your presence in our life.
Yes, Master.
And we can't say thank you enough.
Yes, Lord.
But again, we say thank you.
Thank
it's in
you,
your
Lord.
Name that we amen and amen.
Amen, and thank God. Listeners, I truly have been blessed on today. And I pray that someone out there in the radio land heard that prayer and received it in the mighty name of Jesus. Let it, Father God, go forth with power, Father God, and let someone be blessed from our episode on today, Strengthening Your Soul, and so much of information that was given to us, how we can strengthen our souls and how we can get closer to God. And as the show comes to an end, I want to take another opportunity and thank my special guest on today. And remember, listeners, yes, you could contact me. And don't forget that she does have a book out there. And we have 1 minute, oh, Reverend Major. Tell us something about your book that you wrote, that you want the listeners to know about the book that you have so much material that's out there, but this book that you mentioned in the beginning of our show. You got about a minute left in the show. Can you tell us something about that book that can encourage us on today?
I'll do it as quickly as I can. The title of the book, again, is The Chronicles of a Misfit. And the title will let me explain the title, and that'll help explain the book. I was in the midst of a situation, an environment one time, and I just felt like it was total chaos and confusion. And I got frustrated in the process. So I sent a text to a girlfriend. And the girlfriend, I sent the text and I said, I'm so tired of being with these misfits. And she knew I was disturbed. So she didn't text back. She called. And she said, what's wrong? I said, I can't even describe it. I said, I just feel like I'm surrounded by chaos and confusion. Nobody knows what they're doing. Nobody knows who they are. Nobody knows where they're going. It's just unbearable. Well, the feeling stayed with me. It didn't leave. And about a month later, we had a guest preacher come to church. And he preached the sermon entitled The Testimony of a Misfit. And he talked about the lepers that Jesus had healed and how he healed 10, but only one came back to say thank you. And in the midst of sitting in church, listening to that sermon, the Holy Spirit said to me, you're not the misfit, they are. And I know from conversations and interactions with people, there are a whole lot of people who think something's wrong with them. There's a whole lot of people who think you're the odd man out. You're the one who marched to the drum of a different beat. Or you're so damaged that you're a misfit that you can't be used. A misfit does not mean you're damaged. It doesn't mean you're broken. It doesn't mean that you have no use, that you don't have any value. It just means that you don't fit in that particular space, place, situation, or circumstance. But there's always another place. God always
Amen.
Has another. God always has another situation. God always has another circumstance. So rather than continue to go through life seeing yourself or believing that you're a misfit, go ahead, own up to it, and fight with all that you can to be your best self wherever you are,
Amen.
Wherever God takes Amen. You and places you. And that was
Amen.
My life's journey, feeling as if
Amen.
I was a misfit and struggling to be myself in the midst. That's it.
Amen.
Hopefully that helps.
We'll be bringing Dr. Major back on in reference to her book, and she'll have more time to give your testimony about that book. And we want to thank all our listeners for tuning in on today. Thank my special guest on today. And remember, listeners, God loves you, and so do I. And remember to always call back every Thursday at 4:30 right here on Facing the Future Radio Talk Show. We have another special guest and another amazing topic for you to listen to. God bless you and God keep it. It's the end of our show for today. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Reverend Major.
Thank you, Evangelist Chapman.
Goodbye now.